BRAC is about realignment and closure for the Defense Department, but the realignment part of the equation requires a lot of new construction, all of which has to meet the LEED Silver benchmark. LEED, or Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, is a project of the U.S. Green Building Council. They score new construction and renovations on everything from water and energy use to access to public transit to the selection of the construction site itself and many more factors. Silver is the second out of four possible tiers a facility can be certified for. And since the 2005 BRAC law, officials say LEED mandates have been extended to most new military construction all over the world. There are examples of new green buildings springing out of BRAC all over the country. One of them is just about ready to open in Northern Virginia. Fort Belvoir's giant new community hospital will be ready for patients this August. Base spokesman Don Carr.
One of the first things people notice about the new hospital is these kind of odd-looking structures that are on the very top of the hospital. They're curved, sort of concave structures that are on the very tops of the hospital. Those catch rainwater, and that rainwater will be used by the hospital for all its non-potable purposes, like, you know, landscaping and other things that it needs water for, this cooling system and so forth. And that's one heck of an environmental achievement right there.
Since Fort Belvoir is taking in more new personnel than any other U.S. base under this year's BRAC, it's had to do a lot of construction across its four non-contiguous locations in Virginia. Fort Belvoir's Travis Edwards says another huge LEED project is at the base's Belvoir North site at a new facility for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency.
It will become the third largest building in the government inventory. It's 2.4 million square feet, and it's the largest LEED silver building built in the country. So it's a substantially large project. It uses very little energy. You can fit the Statue of Liberty in the atrium. It's a very large facility, and It is very efficient in the way that they use their power.
The Army only requires that new buildings be eligible for LEED certification, not necessarily that the agency or service in charge actually applies for and gets that certification from the Green Building Council.
Many of the agencies have chosen to go on and become certified, paid that money through their organizational funds to be officially certified as LEED Silver. Several are LEED Gold. Fort Belvoir actually has a non-BRAC project that was the first LEED Platinum military project ever completed.
The Belvoir staff took us for a short visit to that LEED Platinum project.
So this is effectively a community center, basically,
yeah,
for the surrounding residents?
Yeah, each little village has part of the privatized housing is a village in each thing.
The first thing you see walking in the door is a kitchen constructed with almost entirely recycled materials.
Not granite, but it looks like
sounds like the real thing.
And it's made of what?
The granite-looking countertops are made from recycled aluminum shavings. The cabinet faces come from wheat stock, while the units are actually made from sunflower husks.
It's more modest than most of the military construction that's happening around the country right now. A clubhouse in the middle of what looks like an upscale suburban neighborhood that just happens to be on a military base, but it was built to aggressive environmental standards. Edwards says officials who constructed this building did apply for and receive certification.
It was evaluated, you know, based on site selection, its water use, energy, innovation, design, and other categories. But of note, soy products provide insulation. Energy-efficient compact fluorescent lamps provide lighting. There's solar panels and geothermal heat producing devices that help to reduce energy consumption. It's really an amazing facility, and while it's not BRAC, it just goes to show our commitment to community sustainability with the environment.
When Washington, D.C.'s historic Walter Reed Army Medical Center closes under BRAC later this year, a lot of its functions will go to Fort Belvoir's new hospital. The rest will go to a new expanded National Naval Medical Center in nearby Bethesda, Maryland. Just last week, officials there held a ceremony to announce their new outpatient and inpatient facilities had been certified LEED Gold.
Hey, this is the largest outpatient building within the military health system right behind.
Bethesda officials say LEED Gold certification at a hospital is a big deal, since they operate around the clock and use a lot of energy-hungry medical equipment. Another big DOD electricity user is the Defense Information Systems Agency. They're in the process of moving into a new complex the size of 24 football fields on Fort Meade in Maryland. Energy is so important there, DISA built its own redundant power supply, independent from Fort Meade's, running to two separate power substations off base. David Bullock, DISA's BRAC executive, says the construction contract for the entire complex mandated LEED Silver, but they're hoping for LEED Gold.
We viewed that as being part of trying to make the building appealing to our workforce. We knew our employees were interested in environmentally friendly design. That was expressed. One of the first questions that we got, and one of the repeated questions we got early on, was, are you going to have grass on the roof? Now, it turned out that that was not really a good environmental decision, but it did illustrate that our employees were very interested in environmental design. So we're hopeful that when the points are actually adjudicated, it'll actually come in as a gold standard building.
And that you were saying earlier that the contractor would like to see that as well.
Well, it's in everybody's advantage. Environmental design is good. It's good for the environment. It's good for the workforce. It's good for the contractor's reputation. It's really good for everybody if we can achieve environmental design. And over the life cycle of the building, it'll reduce costs.
To earn a LEED certification, Bullock says they had to take a lot of factors into account, starting with the site selection itself.
We've made sure that there are no structures that are built within 100 feet of any wetland. On the site itself. We had to go through a very extensive permitting process with the state of Maryland to make sure we were complying with all of the environmental and the water quality standards that are imposed by the state of Maryland. We put in indigenous plants for the most part to try to reduce the water usage that's needed to keep the site green, and that has worked out very well.
The LEED score chart also emphasizes doing things that encourage environmentally friendly ways to get to work. Simple things like building designated parking spaces for low-emission vehicles and van pools, things Bullock says DISA has done.
We're trying to encourage people to use collaborative commuting as much as possible. We have a very aggressive subscription bus service where we're working with the BWI partnership in Maryland to come up with subscription buses for our employees that live in areas of large concentrations, again, to cut down on single occupancy vehicles.
A huge IT organization like DISA, by its nature, uses a lot of power. In fact, about a quarter of the $500 million price tag for the new DISA complex was for IT infrastructure alone. Bullock says their systems generate enough heat that even in winter, air conditioning is more of a factor than heating. So they've tried to save energy in other ways.
We've got sensors throughout the building to reduce when the spaces are empty, the lights turn off. Basically, you notice that particularly in the restrooms, that if you walk into a restroom, most times when you walk in, it will be dark and the lights will come on as you enter the restroom. That's completely different than anything that we had seen previously in our previous buildings, and it was an effort to reduce energy consumption.
Looking beyond BRAC, DOD says it wants to find new ways to save energy in the 300,000 buildings it owns around the world. The department has asked for $30 million in next year's budget to pay for an energy research test bed. Leaders think they can reduce energy use in existing buildings by 50% and in new construction by 70%. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.